Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Stainis, and you are listening to Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. I'd like to thank Dr. Pat for creating Transformation Talk Radio and making it possible for me to share the stories from women who are living their passions. So maybe the first time you're listening, so I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I founded Women of Wisdom, which began in 1993 as a conference and became a nonprofit organization in 1998. The dreams and spirit of women, and I'm now realizing a dream of mine to bring the message of the power of the feminine to your home or car, wherever you're listening. So it's amazing how this message can go global now. WOW's built a community to honor the feminine voice. I also wrote a book I want to tell you about, Women of Wisdom. It includes talks from some of the most gifted women we've had at the conference. Many of them you'll get to experience on my show in the future, such as Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda-Bolen, and Angela's Arian. And you can purchase this book, Amazon best-selling award-winning book at www.womenofwisdom.org. For the next hour, let me help you experience the power of the feminine voice every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. I will have some of the most gifted women speakers and authors sharing their gifts to transform your life. And today, we have a special guest who is going to be a part of our 19th conference in February 17th to 21st. Peggy is the mother of contemporary firewalking. She's an author, international teacher, and a pioneer in the field of human potential. She founded Sundor, School of Transpersonal Education, and the International Firewalking School. She's called a practical mystic due to her valuable applications for our spiritual nature. Her most recent book is Femme Vital, Woman Spirituality for Living and Loving Life. And today we're going to be giving away five of her books. Hello, Peggy. Welcome to Voices of Women.
Hi, Chris. I'm really happy to be on your show.
Yes, I'm glad you're here, too. So they call you a practical mystic. What do you mean by practical mysticism?
Well, for me, it's incredibly important that we don't separate our spiritual nature from our lives, that anything that we do in our inner world should be applicable to our outer world. So, for example, if I connect spiritually while I'm on a walk, I want to apply that to my family's well-being. I want to apply that to my career. So there has to be a practical application to my spiritual nature. So when people call me a practical mystic, it's because of that aspect of me where I'm constantly looking at, you know, does this beautify the world? Does this make a planet that has, you know, is greener, is more full of love, more full of kindness, or is it just a sort of a personal trip? So that's why people call me a practical mystic, because all of my mystical inclination, personal and through my teaching, have practical applications.
So what you're talking about is living it every day and even every moment if you can. I mean, sometimes we have distractions and it's hard to do that. So what brought you to this unusual work?
Well, I was a very, very spiritually oriented kid already. I was one of the few kids. I grew up in Switzerland. And in Switzerland, when you sign up to put your child in school, you get to choose whether you're Catholic or Protestant. At least back then, that was in the 50s, you got a box to tick. And since we weren't Catholics, my parents ticked the Protestant box. And so, I went to Sunday school along with the other Swiss kids, and we were an American family, but living over there. And when I was 11, my older sister died, and it negated everything I'd been taught about God, about religion, about love, because in my child eyes, my older sister Susie was a very amazing person, full of love, full of kindness, all the qualities that we think of are the qualities that God would protect. And in my eyes, God had killed her. She died of leukemia. And it threw me into a spiritual, psychological, emotional crisis where I had no external to turn to, because of my parents, my teachers, the preachers in the church had all woven this reality that said, if you're good, God will take care of you. And Susie, in my eyes, was good, and God did not take care of her. And so suddenly this chasm opened up in front of me, and my world that had been safe till that moment was no longer safe. And I had no adult I could turn to talk about this. And so I went, I did what mystics have done since time immemorial, unbeknownst to me, and that was I went internal and I went into nature. And I spent hours every day walking through the woods, dialoguing with myself. And about a year later, I had a spontaneous experience of enlightenment. At that time, of course, I didn't qualify it. I didn't know what had happened, except that I suddenly saw that everything in existence is an expression of divinity, that there is no separation between the creator and the creation. The creator exists within the creation, and every movement in this world is the creator expressing itself, herself, himself. And it completely shattered how I perceived reality to that moment. And so this was when I was 12. And from that moment on, that was the trail of my life. It was very, very lonely for many years because there was no one I could talk to about it. My mom, gratefully, was studying at the Jung Institute, so she had an intellectual understanding of what I was going through. But she didn't have an emotional comprehension of what it was I was dealing with, these very, very big universal questions. And when we moved to the States, when I was 15, I had the incredible good luck of meeting a teacher from India, Sant Keshava Das, who guided me toward maturity, I guess, within this perception of reality. So that was that, those were the basic stepping stones that brought me to this this way of being.
Yes, it's an unusual childhood. And I'm sure others can relate if they've had a brother, a sister, or even a parent pass away when you're young. It's very hard to comprehend death, and then it brings up all the questions of God and you know, how do these horrible things in the world happen? But that's still a stepping stone. Like, you know, how do you get from that to becoming a teacher for others?
Well, that really came out of the fact that there was nothing else that interested me. You know, in school I studied psychology and I studied English lit, and I studied sort of around the subject. But for me, the core of existence for this being was my spiritual nature. And studying with Swami Keshava Das was the first time when he walked through the door in that first the first time I met him, I burst into tears and I couldn't stop sobbing for a number of hours, because there was such a sense of relief that what I yearned for, the experience of a human being connected with the divine, that we humans can actually do that, that we can live with that, not as a as an abstraction, but as a true experience. And that's what I felt through him, was that he had that deep, deep spiritual nature that was connected. It wasn't cut off the way most humans live, where the relationship to the divine is a concept rather than an experience. And when I sensed that through him, it was such a relief. And I'm sure people have felt this, where you feel so grateful, you burst into tears. And that was my experience there as a kid, as a teenager. You know, this is possible. We can do this. And that moment slowly started my healing, where I went from abject fear of living and what is this about, to slowly developing comprehension and a sense of well-being and a sense of capacity. And so since my healing came through my spiritual path, the only thing open for me to do with my life was to provide that same doorway for other people. So to make it possible for other people to experience their own capacities and their healing of their fears, healings of their sense of inadequacy, healing of their sense of floundering in reality, or sense of being powerless in influencing what their lives are about, to discover tools to access that spiritual connection, how to allow that power to flow through our bodies, and how to apply it into our lives to help us manifest the type of lives we want. So that was a long answer to your question, but the basic idea is that there was no other doorway open to me. It's all I wanted to do was to discover more and more about how do I learn to access that spiritual energy and apply it in my lives, and how can I help other people make their lives more hopeful, more beautiful, more dynamic by doing the same.
Yes, and you learned that at a young age, and many of us are struggling that at an older age. You know, it's kind of, I think in the 30s we look for those answers. But you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will explore more about firewalking. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Danis.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
We're back on Voices of Women with Chris Danis. My guest today is Peggy Dillon, who's talking with us about her spiritual path as a mystic. And before we continue, Peggy, can you give out your contact information so our listeners know how to reach you?
Yes, certainly. You can reach me at www.sundor.com. It'd be great if you wanted to get a hold of me. Find out about firewalking or the mystical path or the new book I've written, Femme Vitale.
Great. So at sundor.com. So, Peggy, you're called the mother of contemporary firewalking. So first, tell us the history behind firewalking.
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that question, Chris, because a lot of people think of firewalking out of it, you know, I invented it or Tony Robbins did or somebody else, but firewalking has a fantastically ancient history. The oldest recorded firewalk is over 4,000 years ago in India. And firewalking was practiced in pre-Buddhist Tibet by the Bön monks. It was also practiced in Africa. I'll talk about the African firewalking in a little bit because I consider them the foremost firewalkers. The Vikings firewalked on hot metal, of course. Leave it to the Vikings. Firewalking was also practiced in Spain, in pre-Roman Italy. When the missionaries got here to the North American continent, they found the Native Americans firewalking. And very interesting, the Native Americans firewalked both for empowerment, for example, to build up courage and intent for hunting, or for healing. And we firewalk for the same reason these days, either to get inspired, empowered, to know that we're capable of doing things that our minds think we're not capable of doing, or for personal healing, emotional healing, or physical healing. The same threads have woven through this ancient practice for thousands of years. The mystics of the Hawaiian Islands, the kahunas, firewalked on hot lava. There's records from doctors from the 40s and 50s having watched the kahunas, the mystics there, walk on the lava. If you go further west, we have firewalking in Fiji and Bali, Japan, Thailand. When all over this little globe, people have firewalked for thousands of years. You know, unrelated tribes and groups have discovered this practice. And, I believe that the only reason that something would persist through human experience for so many thousands of years in so many diverse cultures in diverse ways, from wild tribal dancing under African skies to, monks meditating and walking while chanting in Tibet. And the only reason that it would persist is because it works, not because it's possible. Obviously, human beings can do this. We do it. But because it works, it opens a door that allows us to glimpse possibilities, a reality that is beyond our usual human experience on a day-to-day basis. And that glimpse allows us to achieve other remarkable things in our lives. It allows us to say, wait a minute, what I believed about myself isn't true. Therefore, what else do I believe about myself isn't true? And a lot of those old, worn-out patterns just crumble. You know, it's people consider firewalking often miraculous, and for me, a miracle is a scientific experience that we don't understand yet. Because as far as I'm concerned, nothing can happen outside of reality, and so eventually we will understand how everything happens. But there's very few times in life where you can say, in 2 hours from now, I'm going to have a transcendent experience. And with the firewalk, we can do that. It's stunning, and that's why I have persisted in using it since I came across it about 30 years ago.
So you've been doing it 30 years.
I have been doing this firewalking almost 30 years. I firewalked for the first time in 1982 with a man who later became my husband, and we started the firewalking movement together. I was in a time of great exploration. As I talked about earlier, what juices me, what excites me about life is learning more about our spiritual nature and how to apply it to life, to beautify life, both for myself and others. And when I came across the firewalk, it truly changed my perceptions of reality. Because everything in my experience of life until that moment, everything had been a duality. Even if we say it's all one, we still think in that duality. There's this experience, and then there's enlightenment. There's earth, and there's heaven. We always think of it, even in this path, when we say, you know, well, it's all one, we think of it in this dualistic way. And the firewalk says it can't be dualistic, because human flesh should burn, but it doesn't. Therefore, that creative potential runs through all of it. And when I walked on fire the first time, that hit me so strongly, and I just realized that I have to teach this. Up until that moment, the firewalk, and this is why I'm called the mother of firewalking in the Western world, is because up until that moment, the firewalk had been considered a secret practice. The Native Americans practice it secretly, the Tibetans practice it secretly, the Africans practice it secretly. It was a secret practice, and I just went, you know, we've got to make this available. People need to know that we can experience that which leads us to this transcendental state that we can do this. We can touch on this chi, this energy, and bring it into our lives for grace, for beauty, for transformation.
Yes, I want to share. I've done the firewalking, and it is a transformative experience. I remember it was with a large group, and I remember thinking, well, I don't need to do this. I've tapped into my power and do a lot of spiritual work, and I was talking myself out of it, thinking I didn't have to prove myself. And we went out there, and as I'm watching people do it, there's just this buildup, like, okay, you can do this. Okay, yes, you're going to do this. And there's this internal work of getting yourself ready to do it. And then when you do it, and at the, you know, you walk, when you start, you're just in this, it's kind of hard to describe this transformative state. You're in this state of mind that's very different than your normal state. And then when you get to the end, you feel so, it's amazing how amazing, you just feel amazed that you did this, and you do feel powerful. And it does change how you look at your life and all that. So it is quite an experience. I encourage people, if you have the opportunity, to try it. And, you know, I'm amazed. I didn't know all that history of where it's done all over the world. My heritage is Norwegian. I didn't know the Vikings did this. And we lost this in our cultures, you know.
Right.
So
it
is correct to bring it back. It doesn't have to be. Why is it a secret if they did it in every other culture around the world? It doesn't need to be a secret.
Yeah, and I that's the other thing I love about the fact that it's coming to light now. I mean, we are yearning for spiritual transformation in the West, And I remember Swami Keshavadas saying that. He said that the reason I'm teaching over here in the West is because you are calling me with your hearts, because we are yearning for it. And so I love the fact that this ancient tradition that was kept secret is being reborn and brought out due to the fact that we're yearning for it. We want to taste this power. We want to learn how to, feel that joy and that spiritual connection again in our lives. And so here it comes in. It's just such an exciting time in which we're alive, and this is just another one of those jewels that's available to us.
Yes, and it is. I think people are searching for things like this. They're looking for what's meaning in my life? What's my purpose? What am I here for? What are we to do? We're in such a transitional state in our world of so much chaos and going on, and in order for us to really deal with all these issues, it means doing our inner work so that we can be present and be part of the change that we need to on our globe. So I'm Chris Stainis, and you're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, Peggy will talk to us about spiritual energy for life. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's EasternEssence.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on My Body Practice. IIQTC.org.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show. Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
We're back on Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. I have Peggy Dillon here. So we're going to talk about spiritual energy. So Peggy, you state in your book how women, or people, not talking just about women here, predominantly raised to believe we're helpless in the unpredictable world. And you talk about how we can co-create our life and affect our destiny by connecting with our spiritual energy. So what do we need to do to connect with this energy?
Let me, for any of your listeners here who are not driving your cars right now, do this exercise quickly. Stand up, plant your feet firmly. Now extend your right hand and keep your feet planted very firmly. Extend your right hand and move it over to your right as far as you can go and mark on the wall behind you how far you could move that hand. Now come back, close your eyes. I want you to visualize your body being like a rubber band. I want you to visualize all your muscles flexible and fluid. They move like butter. Nothing is binding them. Everything is fluid and easily moving. Open your eyes, extend your right hand again, and move your right hand again around to the right. You'll notice how much further your hand went. You can come back, you can sit down, lie down, whatever you're doing. You'll notice just that, what did I do? 8 seconds of a very quick visualization, and your hand moved usually about 20% further than it did before.
That's true. I did that the other day, and I gained a it probably was 20%, and I was pretty flexible. I thought I wouldn't be able to go much further.
Isn't that amazing, Chris? I mean, and it's, you just do a few minutes of, seconds of visualization. Our energy combined with a focused mind creates incredible results. And those are the two pieces we need. And if you look at all of this work that we're doing, on this path that we're all on, we're either working on our bodies and emotional bodies to clear up our energy flow, or we're working on our minds through things like meditation or affirmation or prayer or mantra. We're working with our minds to create a mind that can hold that focused intent, or a body that can hold the chi, the energy. You combine those two things, a greater energy flow and a focused mind, and you create external results. So when you ask, what can we do, it just continue along the same path that everyone's been walking. Keep working on clearing up the emotional body, clearing up the past, and do processes and practices to clear the mind so the mind can hold that intent for a longer period of time.
Peggy, I want to ask, because you're bringing up some very good points, but can you give us some pointers on how people can clear up, like, the past emotional issues? Because they are blocks. They do keep you from manifesting what you want in your life. So can you give us some tools for that?
It's a difficult one. First of all, the thing to realize is that it takes time. So be patient with yourself. It takes time to go through it. You know, I find that the when you're hitting the intense times, don't pull away from them. Let yourself fall into them, and then when you're in there, bring grace into it. In whatever way you do, the practice I use is a mantra practice, which is a very simple repetition of a prayer. I use a Tibetan prayer, Om Ahung, but it can be any prayer. A beautiful one that can be used is Love Life. And it's just an easy one, you know, and you just repeat it. So you fall into that place where it's hurting, and you just repeat, love life, love life, love life, love life, love life. And it sounds way too simple to be effective, but it works. The image that goes with love life will start to circulate in your mind. And the other thing that it does is it causes you to breathe, and the breathing creates relaxation in the body, and plus the repetition creates what Dr. Benson calls the relaxation response, which causes the neurological system to relax so that there's a deepening of well-being that flows into that time. When you're in that deepened sense of well-being, the source of the discomfort, be it a conflict with a loved one, be it monetary stress, be it illness, or be it just, you know, the junk that we do to ourselves, those thoughts that we run that create stress for us, will start to surface and dissipate, and we get back to that sense of, oh, okay, it's going to be okay in the long run.
Yeah, and you can also use that, because what also stops us is our negative thoughts, our negative self-talk that we do. And so when
exactly.
You catch yourself saying something, oh, I can't do that, or look at me, or people, or you just get self-conscious because you think people are judging you, go into that exercise of love life, or even you could say love self, you know, to get back to that place of being in having a loving tone about yourself and about your life, and that could help counteract the negativity.
Precisely, and as soon as, just like that visualization we just did, that 20% change that happens in the body, you know, all we need to do is get to the point where we're going from that negative cycle to a positive cycle, and it doesn't take very much of a shift to bring that about, and then suddenly things start spiraling in the positive arena again, and the contraction starts to dissipate. Once we're spiraling in the positive, then external reality starts reflecting that positive spiral. But that transition from the negative spiral to the positive, the more often we repeat that, the more we become aware of the fact that we have capacity to influence our internal state. And once we realize we can influence our internal state, we start to realize that the external reflects the internal. And it starts to shift around us, too.
Yeah, that's so true. And we're used to looking outside ourselves. And that's what informs us of how we're doing. And we look outside of, you know, well, what are people saying about me or thinking about me or what's happening in my school or in my work? And that's reflective of me. And it's really the reverse. It's the having going that to the in when we go inside ourselves, just like you say, as that becomes more clear, more positive, and we release that those blocked energies, the external is going to reflect that positive back instead of our focus actually works better for us if we're focused inside instead of focused on the external, which we're kind of taught. We're taught to
exactly.
Look to the external.
That's so beautifully said, Chris. That's exactly it. And from the beginning, we're taught that. We're taught to focus externally. And to believe that the external world influences the internal. And the, just the way you said it, that it's that internal state of well-being that starts to allow our external to harmonize. And this brings us to sort of where you left off at the last segment, which has to do with the world. You know, the more we realize that our internal state influences the external, collectively, we can start holding a world that mirrors that well-being, and allow the policymakers to start shifting in the direction of well-being for the planet, as we start shifting our internal state to one of well-being, the external on the whole will start to reflect that also.
Yes, and so we have to also be aware of that collective consciousness. And I don't know about you, but I get a lot of emails when they have everybody pray or do a meditation at this one particular hour or 1 minute on this particular day. And
right.
The effect of that, we don't realize the effect of it, but it really has can have a very strong effect on what's happening in our globe. It could, you know, focusing on one part of the country or world where there's wars, things like that, it will have an effect. So before we take a break, can you give your contact information one more time for our listeners?
I sure can. The easiest way to reach me is through my website. There's a little thing there called Ask a Question. You're welcome to ask questions or contact me for any reason. And it's www.sundor, S-U-N-D-O-O-R, Sundor.com.
Great, thanks. So at this break, the first five callers will receive a free copy of Peggy's book, Femme Vitale. So call 800-930-2819. This is Chris Stainis with Peggy Dillon. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Peggy will share with you her thoughts on empowerment. So stay tuned.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. 888-588-1799 or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
So for our last few minutes we have together, I'd like you to share with our audience your thoughts on personal empowerment. So you're known for doing some great empowerment techniques, and you teach empowerment coaches. So you're really getting it out there in the world to spread that knowledge. So can you share with us some of your techniques to use power or talk about this?
What I'd like to do is quickly give you a moment from my life where I realized the extent of what's available to us. And it was on a hike in the Andes, a trek, 8-day trek, and I was at the top of a mountain called Salkantay, and the group had gone ahead of me, and I was sitting up there over 15,000 feet, and a little shaman came up to me, and he sat down in front of me, and he started burning herbs through a magnifying glass, and it was an amazing moment for me. Here we're at the high point of this trek, and a little shaman is using the sunlight as his forebears did. And all of a sudden, he told me I should grab the glass and focus the sunlight through it. And the moment I grabbed that glass, the clouds covered the sun, and the herbs could no longer burn. And he looked at me with these beady little eyes, and he goes, "Peggy, where is your focus?" And I was just stunned that he perceived that my focus had been off. I'd been thinking about everything except for those burning herbs. And I took a moment, and I just concentrated and visualized the sunlight going through the glass. And almost immediately, those herbs started to burn again. And he looked at me, and he went, "Huh." And I just had this wave of relief and this instant realization that that is the key. The key is the combination of the chi in our body and our focused intent. Okay, so chi, energy in the body, and focused intent creates empowered action in the world. So in order to get to that, we have to do the things that create a body that's clear to carry the energy, the chi, the prana, the life force, whatever you want to call that. We need to follow the guidelines for health. We need to eat healthy. We need to stop eating the stuff that causes our energy to drop. We need to drink a lot. We need to eat a lot of greens. If people ask me, drink water, eat greens, get a body that can sustain life. We need to get back to a body that can hold the life force, and then we need to absolutely do the processes that clear the mind. We need to do the meditation. We need to do the affirmations. We need to do the prayers. You know, we are not living in a time where we have the luxury of messing around anymore. Those two things have to be part of everyone's life. A body that holds the energy, the emotional processes need to be done. We can't afford to wallow in self-pity or anger at a partner that we've been broken up from for 12 years. Clean it up, be done with it, get on with it. Learn how to generate the energy and focus it for beauty in your own life. So if I'm back to, you know, if you say, what is empowerment? Empowerment is knowing where you're going in your life, building the chi, the energy in your body, having a body that can hold it, and a mind that can focus it until it becomes so in your life. The secondary part of that is to make certain, because the only way to sustain it is if everyone in your environment has the same beauty you have. And so a secondary part of that has to be service of the greater well-being. We have to take responsibility for our environment, for the people in our environment, for everyone alive on the planet, because none of us can sustain well-being unless the whole is in that same experience.
And so, again, we're back to that collective consciousness. And it's true, part of that, too, is releasing people that are negative in your life. It may be time to take a look at what's serving you, because they can pull you down. And
yeah.
If you're building energy in yourself so that you can put your intention and manifest what you want in your life, you need people around who are going to support you in that, not people who are going to, you know, go, hey, you can't. Oh, what are you thinking of? You can't do that. That's the external negative voice coming back at you. So it's really important of who your community is to get in touch with people who are of like mind or are going the direction you want to go in your life. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the mystics from way back say that you've got to surround yourself. They call it a sangha. That you have to surround yourself with a community, a spiritual community that's moving in the same direction you're wanting to go. And then you
yes.
feed it, and it feeds you.
Yeah, and that speaks to, like, we can't do it alone sometimes. You know, we need that reflection. We need to,
right.
And it's great to have somebody who calls you on your stuff. I mean, so many times we're scared to do that. But what greater gift to say to somebody like, hey, when you do this, it affects me. And, you know, I know when people will share that with me, I know I've got something to work with. You know, a lot of times you don't really know what you're doing wrong, and you're just getting negative results in your life, or you're not getting what you want. But if you don't get that feedback, you don't sometimes know where to go with working with it. And so one of the best gifts we can is to be honest.
Yeah, you know, one of my greatest joys is to also watch my work reflected in my community. You know, that as I grow spiritually, I watch the people around me start to sparkle more. And that's one of my greatest joys is, you know, it's who I am is also getting mirrored out there in greater ways. And, you know, so besides the negative feedback, the joyful, sweet little beautiful feedbacks, I think are equally great.
Oh, they are. Well, you can experience Peggy Dillon. I want everybody to know you can experience her at the Woman of Wisdom Conference, February 17th to the 21st, and that's in Seattle. Information is going to be up on our website beginning November with all our conference events at www.womenofwisdom.org. So I'd like to leave you with this thought today. Become the front seat driver of your life. Be clear on what you want, as your energy will manifest that in your life. So this is Chris Stainis from Woman of Wisdom. I am from Woman of Wisdom, but right now I'm from Voices of Women, and I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. If you'd like to contact me, you can go to lashine.com. And during the next 4 months, I'm going to be interviewing other women who will be presenting their gifts at Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle, February 17th to the 21st. And if you're in Seattle, I'd like to invite you to a community connection workshop Women of Wisdom is putting on November 13th. It's called The Dance of the Soul. We have Ame Cartier, Lacey, Dawn Jackson, and Kathy Colley. It's going to be a great, fun day in North Seattle. You can sign up for the monthly Woman of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org. So, Peggy, I want to thank you for sharing your gifts about your spiritual path. And if you have one last thought you want to share with everybody, we have a minute.
Okay, everything is okay. It's going to be okay. Our nation is so fear-driven right now, and just to remember that it's beautiful, it's okay, and to just follow that thought of just the precious beauty of life and the precious beauty of who you are. And I really look forward to seeing a lot of you at the Women of Wisdom Conference in February. It's been delightful.
Great, thanks. Yeah. Well, thank you for that last message, and I'd like to invite everybody to join me every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific Time. Next week, I'm very excited. I'm going to have Susan Weed. She's the author of the upcoming book, Down There, The Wise Woman Way. It's all about sexual and reproductive health. So that's going to be an exciting week. Susan is also going to be presenting at the Women of Wisdom Conference in February. So I want you to have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.